Academy in the series, God Wants to Be Your Friend. My name is Ruth, and this is the last teaching, Lesson 3, Your New Life as a Friend of God. There are 3 points in this lesson. 1, see like God sees. 2, speak like God speaks. And 3, praise God with the promises you find in His Word. Get ready with a pen and paper to take notes on this lesson. You can pause or go back at any time you need to during the teaching if you want to hear a point again. Also, there are study aids, including a quiz on this page, that you can download. Okay, we're ready if you are, so let's go. As you become friends with God, you'll find yourself wanting to be more like Him. What does it mean to be more like Him? It means acting like Him. It means seeing what He sees and speaking like He speaks. Let's talk about how to see what He sees. God has a whole different perspective than we do. He sees the end from the beginning. He sees from the vantage point that He is the source of all power and answered prayer. Our spiritual vision is limited. God sees things we don't, and He wants us to start seeing like He does, by faith. A good example of this is found in 2 Kings 6, in the story of Elisha and his servant. The servant, seeing the city surrounded by enemy forces, was afraid, but Elisha began speaking by faith, calling things that were not as visible as though they were. 2 Kings 6 and 16 says, "Don't be afraid," Elisha told them, "for there are more on our side than on theirs." Then when Elisha asked God to open his servant's eyes, he saw that the enemy was surrounded by horses and chariots of fire. God's war machinery was lining those hills, just waiting for that old prophet to say the word. Elisha didn't have to see them. He was walking by faith, and so can you. Jesus also saw what God saw. There is an account in Matthew's gospel of a Roman centurion who came to Jesus requesting healing for his servant. Jesus was ready to go to the centurion's house when the man said to Jesus, "I understand authority. Only say the word and my servant will be healed." Matthew 8:10 says, "When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to those who were following him, he said, 'I tell you the truth, I haven't seen faith like this in all Israel.'" God sees by faith, Jesus sees by faith, and you can see by faith. As you become God's friend, you must realize that His word can change your reality. Your physical reality is what you can see. That is what your 5 physical senses report to your mind. Your mind is limited to the things of this world, things that are temporary, things that are subject to change. This natural seen world wants to lead your thoughts and decisions. But God, your Father, is not limited by the world or by your mind and body. God works by faith. Anything in this natural world, what you can see with your natural senses, can be changed by forces you cannot see. That is spiritual forces of faith, love, joy, and more. And this is the spiritual forces are eternal. They cannot be changed. To work with spiritual things, you must make a genuine commitment to learn about and imitate God. It's not always easy to see like God sees, but with His help, you can, and it will change your life for the better. The second thing you want to do as you become God's friend is to speak like God speaks. In Matthew 13:15, Jesus, talking about people who hear the word but aren't changed by it, said, "For the hearts of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them." He was saying that we should read God's word, hear the word, and understand the word. We should allow the word to change our thoughts, words, and actions to match what the word says, instead of being saddled with the way things look. That's when God is able to move into our situations. That's when we begin to hear from God and see Him act on our behalf. For instance, if you need healing, don't go around saying you are sick. Go to the Word and find scriptures like 1 Peter 2 and 24 and Isaiah 53 and 5 that say you are healed. "But He is pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed." So if you want to be healed, speak what God's word says about healing. Say, "Jesus was whipped so I could be healed. Therefore, I am healed." That's how you develop confidence like God has. Think about God's word. Pray in fellowship with God, listening to Him all the time. Whether you need healing, a financial breakthrough, or anything else, the Bible is the greatest source for what you need. That's why in Proverbs 8, 10 through 11, God says about his wisdom, "Choose my instruction rather than silver, and knowledge rather than pure gold, for wisdom is far more valuable than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with it." You need to build a confidence in God's wisdom to the point that it becomes your way of life. Every one of us has angels assigned to us. Don't keep them bound up by calling things that are as though they are. Start calling things that are not as though they were. You do that by speaking spiritual words. What are spiritual words? These are words spoken by a spiritual being who has the power to make what he says happen. That is the word of God. Decide to speak with faith and confidence. Then when you hear from God, you will have confidence to act on what he tells you. Even if you make a mistake, God can still use an act of faith more than he can use indecision and a lack of obedience. Then take your words to the next level. Begin to praise God with the promises you have found in his word. Praise is the highest form of prayer that exists, and praying God's promises as if they were already a reality in your life gives glory to him. Psalms 50:23 says, "But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God." Praise glorifies God, and when you praise him, he works on your behalf. So when you bring together the word of God, calling things that are not as though they were, and praise, you'll begin to receive insight from the word. With this powerful combination, the moment God says something to you, let it change you. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20 that God's promises are yes and amen. So anytime you go to the word and read, "By his stripes you were healed, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus," or whatever you need to receive, say yes and amen. When you agree with the word and praise him for it, you'll see the results you desire. If you need healing, say something like this: "God, I praise you and worship you. It's so good to be out of bed. It's so good to be free from pain. Thank you that by Jesus' stripes I am healed." Say it whether you feel that way or not. These words of faith declare that you believe God and his word more than you believe any circumstances. Listen in your spirit and be ready to act on what God tells you one step at a time. You see, God will cause you to walk by faith. He isn't going to spell out every detail for you in the beginning. But as you begin to live by faith, your confidence will keep building and your faith will increase. When you have a need and you want to act in faith, first of all, go to God's word. Find promises that have to do with your situation. Then find scriptures about answered prayer. Take those scriptures, write them on notes, and put them where you will see them. Read them out loud. Listen to faith messages with scriptures about how to receive what you need. Don't hesitate to turn off everything else. Be like Jesus. Make praise your lifestyle. Think about God's word every day until it is always what comes out of your mouth. Talk faith by calling things that are not as though they were, like God does, and continually praise him that it's done. Faith worked for Jesus, and faith will work for you. Being a friend of God is a very high calling. Living in his presence brings great joy and a full life. It's an honor to be a friend of God. Congratulations! You have completed the series, "God Wants to Be Your Friend." Meanwhile, here are some things for you to do. Determine what gives God the ability to see what you cannot see. Write a scripture of what you can say to someone who wants to be healed. Hint, James 5:14 through 15. List things you can praise God for. Go ahead and download the study documents and come back soon. We enjoy studying the Word of God with you in Believers Academy. Until next time, remember, Jesus is Lord.